Aber Gradlewski kommt mit Overall auf Pesach.
Meise Scheuer. Es soll der Chometz, soll der Chometz zu Goy, wenn nimmt zu Shehu Yehudi. After Pesach, we realize, after Pesach, when the Goy came back to reverse the sale, the Goy came out with it. I remember when I was a child, my Zayde went to the side of my Zayde and I asked him, Anashtana, Pekitze, is Jewish. So now the Shaila is, what's the Shaila?
So there's two shailas here.
Obviously, one depends on the other. One shaila is the obvious shaila, which is concerning our stomach, is our pockets. Is the chometz mutar b'hanoah? Because if the chometz over all of our Pesach, chometz which is owned by Yid and Pesach, is also b'hanoah. So if Azoy, who owned the chometz on Pesach? This guy is Jewish. If he's Jewish, it's chometz shel Yisroel shel over all of our Pesach. Is also b'hanoah. So what do we do now? Sorry? Shoygig, the halacha is even b'shoygig afilu b'oynes. Chometz shel over all of our Pesach, b'ein b'shoygig b'oynes, is also. Still also. Huh? So the Maaseh, so there's two parts here. Number one is, I think Rabbi Yisrael accidentally mentioned it, that who says, who owned the chometz on Pesach here? What's the mechira? I just asked the Rav now, what does he write in the Nusach Hashtar? And in Nusach Hashtar he writes, it says there, we're selling the chometz leha'orel. You know, his nusach is all in the Nashi Kodesh. We have sat together and explained to the guy exactly the whole, we translated the whole Nashi Kodesh, we taught him Nashi Kodesh how exactly it works. Because the old star is the old fashioned style that is all in Nashi Kodesh to the guy. So we explained to the guy, don't worry about it. The guy was sold here in Ezra, was the guy across the road from the top value. I think he's definitely not Jewish, so don't worry about it. But the shaila is, so the is the mechira chal bechlal? Huh? Orel means somebody has got a bris. Means a goy. It's a nice word for instead of calling a goy, call it orel. Orel means somebody hasn't got a bris. Could be a Jewish child also, if he couldn't make a bris, yeah, it's still also an orel. Anyhow, so I'll go upon him. So the shaila is now, who owned the chometz on Pesach? Did I own the chometz on Pesach? Or should we say the mechira is chal, and that so-called goy owned it, or that the chometz mine, ours, because the mechira is not chal bechlal, right? So on one hand, you can say, let's say if in the shtar doesn't say orel, doesn't say goy, so we sold it to Mr. So and So, right? Now, Mr. So-and-so bought the chometz. If he was happy to buy the chometz, what do I care if he's Jewish or not Jewish? He bought it and finished. Right? What's the problem? The problem is, lifnei iver lo yisitin michshel. You mustn't put a stumbling block in front of another person. If he is a Yid, then you mustn't sell the chometz. If you know somebody's a Yid, and you sell him the chometz because he won't, You want to be clear of chometz. Let him suffer. It's also to do that because lifnei iver lo yisitein michshel. But here we say there's no lifnei iver because it was b'shoigig. The halacha is lifnei iver is only if you know the other person is, you know you're putting a stumbling block, then it's then you chayv alif ne'ivim. But if you didn't know, like here, we thought, in all honesty, that this guy is a goy, so we sold him the chametz, and then his barish is a yid. It's nothing. I'm not over lifnei iver because it was b'shoigeg. I never knew he was not Jewish. I never knew he was Jewish. Lifnei iver isn't him. But lemaisa, there's a tshuva in Rav Shlomo Kluger. He brings such a shaila that they sold the chametz to this woman, and the woman is barer than her mother's mother is Jewish, and her mother's Jewish, and therefore the chametz. So he claims as he says, "Dover Boror is that the mechira betos. It's a mechira by mistake, and mele the mecher is not chal. So he bazoi is barer than mafreya that the chametz was owned by the mecher owned the chametz." So Ibazoi is Chomesh over all of our Pesach. And the halacha is that even by Oynes, even Meshoigig even by Oynes, is still awesome. So what should we do here? So he claims, he says, on one hand we say it's called Oynes Gomo. He seems to be Mechalek between an Oynes or an Oynes Gomo. Here it's called an Oynes Gomo because had nobody in the wildest dream would have thought he's not a Jew. She's Jewish. So if I saw it, that's called an earnest government. Since I've done my bit, I've done what I'm supposed to do, and it turned out was wrong, that's called an earnest gomor. And here he seems to bask in that earnest gomor makes it mutam. So really it's not also Bahanoah, because the earnest gomor. Then he goes on saying, it doesn't say clearly, but Ken Zayin Azoy, it could be the case here was that they actually gave the chometz, you know, because the best way really of selling chometz is to give the chometz to the goy, not to keep the chometz in your house, to give the chometz away to the goy. That is really, if you really want to be mamish, betachlis ha'ido, you got a couple of bottles of whiskey, go to your goyish neighbor and sell him this whiskey and tell him, Take the whiskey and buy it off me. If by next week you don't want to keep it, I'll buy it back of you. But that is lachatchila mehuda betachlis ahida. If it's a chometz b'shusa shel agoy, that is no problem at all.
And take the money as well, is even better.
Sorry.
And he can take the money from it even better. So he really
doesn't say that. No, he doesn't have to pay you the full amount. He can give you a fiver for it as a down payment, and he can say, "Well, we'll deal with it next week. If you want to keep it, you'll pay me the rest. If you don't want to keep it, I'll pay back." And that's it. That's the best. I mean, that's how we do with the mechira. Anyhow, the guy gives something. The guy gives a down payment, and but we say to the guy, the rest of the payment you owe us. But the rov says to the guy, even if you don't pay, whether you pay or not, it's yours anyhow. And I'm going to deal with you. I'll take you to court for the rest of the money's on. But as far as everybody else is concerned, you have paid as if you've paid everybody for the chometz. You've paid everybody what's owed to them. I'll deal with them, and I'll deal with you, and that's how we work. Some people make an orev kavla. They appoint someone in the keila that he should be a guarantor. That if the goy is not going to pay up, he's going to pay up to everybody, and he'll deal with the goy afterwards. We're talking about chometz of a few million pounds. So this guarantor, he underwrites all the monies. If the goy takes it, so the halacha is if you give the chometz to the goy, mamish, then it's definitely no problem. Oh, but the shaila is what happens if you own chometz bebeisoy shel Yisroel Acher. Bali Roy Bali Motse is in your house. If you own chametz, if the chametz is in your house, then you over on Bali Roy. What happens if you put your chametz in another yid's rishus? Right? Are you over the Bali Roy? This is the machlokes, the Ramban and the Rambam. The halacha in Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam that you are over if you own chametz, even though it's not in your home, it's in somebody else's home. Right? You're still over. The Ramban claims no. The Rabban says, Lo yiroh alecha chometz, only if it's in your rishus. If it's in somebody else's rishus, even though you own the chometz, but if it's not in your rishus, you're potter. Zal the Rabban. So it could be here, if you've given the chometz, the Ramban is another kula here, that if you've given the chometz to this person, even though he's Jewish, but since the chometz is not in your rishus, so you weren't over on Bal Yeroah. And the halacha of chometz she'over all of our Pesach, that is also ba'ano, is only if you were over on Bal Yeroah, Bal Yimotzah. But if you weren't over the Isser de'Oraisa of Bal Yeroah, then there's a kula that's not also ba'anoa. Yesh Emrin is still also ba'achila, because you were over at least with the Rabbanon, even though you weren't over the Raisa of Bal Yeroah, if you're the Ramban, but the Rabbanon you were over, so ba'achila it would be also, but ba'anoa would definitely be more tosamel. At least what you can do is you can sell the chametz and use the money, you can sell the chametz to a goy and use the money. But back to here, Rav Shlomo Kluge seems to say that although the mechir is betos and mele, the mechir is not chal. But at the same time, he says, we call it an oynes gomor, mele, it's mutter. But then he goes further and he says that this woman, who's turned out to be Jewish, she is considered a tinek shenishba. And so, even let's say it was hers and she was over, she's a tinek shenishba. And
affects her status. Being a tinek shenishba doesn't affect her status of being a Jew.
Yeah, true, but no, but it does, because if she's a tinek shenishba, then she's like a akum l'chol davar. A tinek shenishba, Rabbi Yechanan holds a tinek shenishba is the dinai ki akum. Although, Rabbi Yochanan holds that Tinek Shanishba Dina Ke'akum. Right? Now, so Bitzirov, we also have another Tzirov. Everybody does Bittl. Right? We do Bittl to our Chomet. Right? Now, the Bittl of the Chomet is the whole Shaila in the Poskim. What point should one do the Bittl? Should one do the bittul after you sell the chametz, or should you do the bittul before you sell the chametz? Is the bittul chal even on the chametz that you've sold, or not? The poskim, the tzedodim lekan ulekan, because on one hand there's also a chashash. On one hand, Rabbi Yochanan Yerushalmi says, Why don't we rely on the bittul bilvad? Why do we have to do mechira? If we do bittul, we're yotze. It's not my chomes, but it's on the chomes are finished. So Rabbi Yochanan is choishesh, chayshinon leha'aroma. We're choishesh ha'aroma, which means in case you didn't really mean it. Yeah? Somebody has a few bits of chomes, you know, give them to it. Take it. Bittul belev sholem, wholeheartedly. But if you got a whole warehouse full of chametz, you say bittul, but lemaisa, you're very kind. If on Pesach something shouldn't go wrong with the chametz, you'll soon lose night sleep over it. You know, you be battle, what do you care? So it's obvious. Now the same with the mechira. The mechira is chametz also. You sold your chametz. If on Pesach, my Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein brings in a sefer, that somebody came to him in the middle of the night and said to him, there's a leak, some sort of leak in the attic where the chametz is. What should you do about it? So he told him off. He said, "What do you mean? Did you sell the chametz to the guys? You sold the chametz. So what?" And I said, "What are you concerned? It's the guys. Elamai, you're not so. It's not so bad, actually, right? So chayshinan." It's chayshinon leha'aroma here as well. Huh? Yeah, but chayshinon leha'aroma. I've got a problem with the mechira because Shema lo yoyo, in case there was aroma, in case the mechira wasn't belev sholem and he didn't. Huh? So you say, you know, because then the master says, once you sign the shtar, you sign it. Okay, but if it wasn't chayshinon leha'aroma, if you're going to be ma'arer in the mechira, If afterwards he's going to be ma'aleh, you're going to contest the mechira, then it means you haven't sold it properly, right? So that's why we need bittul. Many places can say that the mechira, we need both. We need the bittul. We need the mechira for the bittul, because in case the bittul wasn't b'lev shalem, we need the bittul for the mechira, in case the mechira wasn't b'lev shalem. Right? So therefore, he says of Shlomi Kluger here, he says, Betzirov, we can use the mechira. We'll use the bittul of the which the yid is done bittul anyhow. Ay chayshinon laharom. Rabbi Yochanan Yerushalmi asks, chayshinon laharom or bechayshish? Perhaps it wasn't b'leiv shalem. So then we can use the fact that this woman, she's a mumeres, and Dina Rabbi Yochanan himself paskins that Dina Kakum. So Mele, Umanovshech, we're safe. But that's his mahalach. If Shlomi Kluger says his mahalach is poshut, that the mechira is not chal. But it seems from other paiskim, the Shalom Meshiv and other paiskim, they seem to hold that if he sold the chametz to a so-called goy, and his barad is a yid, it seems that the mechir is chal. Because they don't discuss this point. All they concern is, How can we try and be matir the chomes ba'anora ba'achina? And they all say that why? I mean, this issur of chomes over all of our Pesach that is also to eat and to have anora is not menatera. Menatera, even though somebody is over on the issur chomes ba'liroi ba'limase, but after Pesach he's allowed to eat it. He'll get his punishment for that, but is allowed to eat it. So what's the problem? The Rabbonah. Rabbonah made a knas. The Rabbonah put a fine, a knas, on someone who keeps chametz on Pesach in order that next time he shouldn't do it. So therefore, we say the chametz is also b'hanoah anyhow, so it's pointless keeping it. So the person can say, here with a mumah, what's the point? Giving him a knas that he shouldn't keep, that next time he shouldn't keep it. This woman, he couldn't get less. For him, chometz is mutam. Anyhow, he's going to keep, he eat chometz on Pesach. We warn him. So also after Pesach, he can't use it. And next time he won't keep it. He eats chometz on Pesach. He took it to the wall, right? So therefore, there's no point making a knas here, right? So though, of course. So therefore they say that there's no shaila b'chal chomer shavur Pesach, because we've done the mechira. Mechira is chal, and I was owned by another yid on Pesach. There's no point. The knas doesn't come into it because there's no point making a knas here. Because this guy is not, he couldn't care less anyhow. So there's no point counting. That's their mahalach here. So it's a pele. Befrat that we write beferish in the shtar mechira. We write this nimkar lehaorel to the goy. So why is the mechira chal? I heard a shayla. If somebody, I haven't had much to see it yet, but some Kivi Eger speaks about a shayla. If somebody lemoshel sold an item on Shabbos, he didn't know there's an issur to do mekach or memkah, to sell on Shabbos. And after Shabbos, he learned the halachas that it's also to do business on Shabbos, also to sell on Shabbos. Should we say, retrospectively, mafreya, the mechira is not chal, because had he known, he would never have sold it, right? I haven't seen it yet. So if we say it's not chal, mafreya, we say it's not chal because had he known he wouldn't. So have shei as well. So the shayla is here. Let's talk about al sarazeh, you've sold the chametz to this person, thinking he's a goy, when his barer is a yid. Retrospect, would you have wanted that person should buy the chametz? Well, I don't know. On one hand, you say, well, let him lump it. I want to be free. I want to I've sold the chametz. If this is going to cause me a problem, it's tough to him. He shouldn't. If he appears like a goy, then why should I suffer because of him? So ken zayin, of course, lachatchila, like we said before, lachatchila, you shouldn't be doing it. If you know this person is Jewish, then you shouldn't sell it to him because of lifnei evil. But here, since I didn't know, I sold it. He bought it, and this man after this guy, ken zayin, I've sold it and he bought it. Why should I want to be mizakim? This guy knows he's Jewish, but for him Yiddishkeit is hefker, and his dina is and the halacha is mumar dina ke'akum lechol davar. So Ibazoi, why should I? So can this death slogan that we sold the chametz and shayin, you bought it. I is this man, they shouldn't have bought it. It's just his problem.
The fact is, it's still been owned by a Jew, and I thought Thomas has been owned by a Jew during Pesach. That's it. No sin you should get benefit
of. No, but it's that part we just said now. That the knas, because only it's a knas, right? It's a fine. That it's a warning that next time they shouldn't do it. But this person, anyhow, you're talking to the wall with this guy. What's been making a knas? He's going to do it. He's going to do it anyhow. The ma'aser, you get these shailas come up. You have people who sometimes they come. I had a guy came who had a story a few years ago. It was one of my talmidim from Milford got married in Etzisrael, and at the chasana, the Avi Achosn took out a bottle of whiskey and started serving whiskey. He said, "This whiskey is from the bris of the chosn." He bought it at the bris. He put it out on the table at the bris. Was unopened. At the bar mitzvah, he brought out again, unopened. And now, the cover of the chasana, 20 years later, he wants to serve this whiskey. So people came up to me in Shalom and said to me, did he sell the chametz? His father, no, he's not the boy, he's a shtreimel. But the father that does not wear a ben tamsfilm. Right? So the shaila is, now, so they asked me, can they drink this whiskey? So I said to them these things. I said, number one, he belongs to the United Synagogue. The United Synagogue, they send round letters to all the members. They should sign the Mechiras Chometz form. So he does occasionally go to shul and say he belongs to the United Synagogue. So we can, I wonder if we can say he sold, let's hope he did sell the Chometz. And then with the and even if he didn't, so I use this hetter as well. Say, Manushech, if he didn't sell the chametz, then because the knas is only for him, and with tziruf, no more than that, yesh poiskim bechlalu say that the knas is only for the person himself. But for other people, there's no point in making knas because I'm all right. I've done it. I've sold my chametz. This person has the chametz. So the knas is for this person himself. He shouldn't use the chametz. He shouldn't use the chametz as a knas. And next time he'll know better. But for someone to cancel for someone else, no. So I thought to myself, you know, I should. If somebody doesn't want to drink, it's fine. But I should publicly announce. Nobody does, and to embarrass this guy in public, his father, who has a schus to have a son. Where's Rabbi Tam's film? Why should I embarrass him in public? So I thought, you know, someone doesn't want to drink this, but it's sort of hung upon him. So these are the zodim here to be matter of Shazat Chak. Dain Lopri told me he had a guy who came out of the outside shortly after Pesach and came to brought to shul a nice bottle of whiskey, and he knew he is a member of his, and he knew this guy did not come to him to sell the chametz this year. So he knew he wouldn't have gone elsewhere to sell the chametz, another house to sell the chametz. So he knew, unfortunately, this guy did not sell the chametz. After, so when they finished, he didn't want to embarrass in public, but when they finished with the lechaim, the guy says to the rabbi, you can keep the whiskey. When he left, he poured the whole whiskey down the drain. Anyway, just to conclude, with the chizuk, You know, today is Isru Chag. Tomorrow, we're also not going to say Tachna for the whole week. Why is that? Why don't we say Tachna the whole week? So the beginning of the lesson, till Erev Pesach, we don't say Tachnun, because of the Nisiyin, Chanukah Zom Mizbech. Then comes Pesach. And then, the week after Pesach, you know, three quarters of the month is gone without Tachnun. To start saying Tachnun now before Rosh Chodesh is a crime. Right. So that's what the Beis Yosef says. The Beis Yosef says this, that's why we don't say Tachnun, because Rosh Chodesh over B'Kedusha, so you mamshech the Chodesh. So somebody asked the Chassam Sofer, he's got Yahrzeit this the week after Pesach, before Rosh Chodesh. And the halacha is, the Shulchan Aruch paskens, many people don't practice it, but the Maaseh, the halacha is, if somebody's got a Yahrzeit for a parent, should fast. Nowadays people make it, Shvach HaDevas, but Chathchila, we should try an effort to fast. Some people make a Siyum, but, so he says, can I fast? Since it's not Me'ikar HaDin, if it's Me'ikar HaDin, like Rosh Chodesh, or Shabbos, or the week before Pesach, when it's in the Siyum, then you mustn't fast. But the week after Pesach, it's only because, so then it's not Me'ikar HaDin, I've got a Chiv to fast, so perhaps they should override the Issa. So the Chassam Sofer says to Nazai, he says, the Beis Yosef lo kiven the real reason why we don't say Tachan this week. He says, in the Sefer Maaseh Rekeach of Rabbi Elazar Amsterdamer, the famous person, Rabbi Elazar Amsterdamer, he says a different reason. He says, the Gemara asks, the Gemara speaks about the Gezerah that Sheyehe Yom Hanaf Kuloy Oso. Second day Pesach, that's the day they brought the Oymer, and the Chodosh, the new Tevua, the Oymer is Matir, the new Tevua. So the Gemara discusses, Rabbi Yechon Zaka was Mesaken after the Chorban Beis HaMikdosh, he was Mesaken, Sheyehe Yom Hanaf Kuloy Oso, that he should, because we haven't got Oymer. So normally we say, if there's no Oymer, then really, in the first thing in the morning, Hey HaMizrach Matir, you can only eat the Chodosh from the morning without the Oymer, because that's it. So, but after the Beis HaMikdash Chorev, Rabbi Yechon Zaka means the Gondosh, we should not eat Chomes, not eat Chodosh till the following day. Why? Because Mishum Gezeira. Because Meheira, you're born in Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash should be built, Meheira, we may know, and people won't know that the Beis HaMikdash is built. Those days, there's no Zerayah that you mustn't use text messages and all the emails, because otherwise, what's the problem? How would people not know Beis HaMikdash is here? People will say, well, last year, all the years we've eaten Chodesh first thing in the morning. And they wouldn't realize that now you got to wait until the Omer was correct. So Mela, they'll make a mistake. Therefore, so Gemara asked, what's the problem? Even if the Mekish built, they'll do the Omer first thing in the morning anyhow. There's a reason, okay, there's a reason to do it first thing in the morning. So Mela, no. Could be a delay. Gemara says, why? How? What's the scenario to be a delay? Like Gemara, because the Gemara says now that the Beis HaMikdash will be built on Motze Pesach Rishon, second night of Pesach. The Korban Omer actually was started, the procedure of Korban Omer started Erev Pesach. They chose the nicest field before Pesach, and already chose the best bundles of barley before Pesach. They made a simon around already. In order, the second night Pesach, they went there and harvest and cut this barley. They already knew straight away. But here, there was no Beis HaMikdash. It was unprepared. So they have to start the whole preparations on the second night. Right? So by the time, so the whole procedure till the build, so then there'll be a delay in the Hakrovas or Oymer the next morning, maybe a major delay till sometime in the afternoon. So Mamela, people wouldn't know about it, and they'll think they're allowed to eat in the morning. So he says, you see from here. So the shayla is, out of 365 days a year, is a chashash, perhaps Mishmikish will be built second night Pesach, and then we'll have this problem. So that's why we have to make a takona. All the years, nobody should eat a whole day, in case, punkt. So it's a very, very far off, punkt, Beis HaMikdash built, punkt, Motzei Pesach at night, and so on. So he says, you see from here, that this man mesugal for Bini Beis HaMikdash is second night Pesach. So the Mele, he says, Oy Bazoi, when If the Beis Hamikdash built Pesach, now if Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis Hamikdash, he says he made Shivas Yemei Chanukah Tabayis, Shiva Yomim. 7 days of Chanukah Tabayis. So he says here as well, there'll be a Chanukah Tabayis for 7 days. When will that be? You can't make it on Pesach itself, because Ein Ma'arav and Simcha V'Simcha. So the Chanukah Tabayis, the Beis Hamikdash of the Osid will be now, the week after Pesach. So he says, that's why we don't fast on the week after, there's a Tachanun, and the week after Pesach. Because Me'eri Yibona Beis HaMikdash on Pesach, and the Chanukah Sabayis will be the week after Pesach. So Me'eri is Me'ikar Adin, not to fast, because this shows our emunah in Bias HaMashiach, in the beginning Beis HaMikdash. So he concludes by saying, if somebody Chas V'Sholem fasts on this week, Chas V'Sholem, Ki'ilu Ein Imamin B'Gula Asida. So Me'eri Zekta Chasam Sefer, Shuvas Na'alocha, that he mustn't fast, even at time is your side, because it's not just by the by. It's a chiyuv mamish as a chizuk in a muna a binyan beis hamikdash yibona me'eri v'ino amen. One minute and 10 seconds over.
Of the God.